Sport Talk presents The Return. We wanted to thank everybody this holiday season for listening, subscribing, following us on the Sport Talk app. I am Champ.
E-Rock.
And P-Rex.
And we really wanted to thank you all for listening to the show. You are the ones that make it happen. You are the reasons why we do this.
Yeah, week in, week out, you're always there for us, and we appreciate it.
E-Rock's Hail Mary headlines. E-Rock.
How can we make the listeners laugh?
Happy.
I mean, yeah, happy. Am I right or am I right?
You are right. And then there's Champ's choice, of course, and I just like to change things up a bit. It's my choice. And then, of course,
P-Rex's Power 5.
And why not?
But you know why?
Why?
Because the power rankings never make sense.
They never make sense, but it does make sense when you listen to us. And then we give you some fantasy stock exchange, because there's a whole season that you go through in the fantasy. And then we end with predictions. So thanks so much for listening. Happy holidays from the crew over here at The Return. And we are presented by Sport Talk. Thanks so much, everybody. Enjoy the show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Return. I'm your host, P-Rex, for this week.
And I'm happy.
Get out of here, champ. No one wants you here.
Everybody wants the champ.
That's not
true.
There's
only a matter of time till the champ.
Everyone knows. You know what? You can pull in on this. You can follow us on Sport Talk.
That's right.
And you can say that you love P-Rex way more than champ. And I'm not going to be offended, obviously. And, I mean, E-Rock's pretty cool, but Champ's the worst.
And actually,
he's literally the worst.
You know, literally. I will say this. E-Rock is actually E-Rock Stottle for this episode.
E-Rock
Stottle. He did make the most predictions correct this time.
I feel well really done. Wise, my friend.
You are wise.
Yes. That's why wisdom is acknowledged here in our recording booth.
On The Return.
So, if you want some more knowledge, you better tune in, because this week we're going to be touching in on the game that was just covered. We're going to jump right into it. Thursday Night Football, Titans versus the Jags.
Don't worry, we missed it too.
That's right. Derrick Henry didn't miss it, that's for sure.
No, Derrick Henry, it turns out he can play football.
He can play ball. He can play ball.
Yes, 238 rushing yards on the ground for the night. 4 rushing touchdowns. A franchise record long 99-yard run for a touchdown,
which is now the longest currently in 2018 and longest in NFL history.
It did make history. It's on it's like in line. He's not the first one to do it.
Right.
But he's up
the
there.
The second one
crazy,
to do it.
Yeah,
crazy.
Yeah. So crazy game. It turns out the Jags are hot garbage.
Hot garbage.
If you would have told me that week one, I would have said you're crazy.
Well, that was his prediction. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Well, Exhibit A, Derrick Henry had 238 yards.
Yeah.
Previous career high was about 130.
True. You know, and we were going through this while we were waiting on you, E-Rock. I was showing Champ here. There was a nice little flop by our friend
Jalen
Ramsey.
Oh my god!
We said
it was ridiculous.
Save the flops for the NBA.
I was like,
NBA players know who you are.
Yeah, James Harden, he doesn't play in the NFL, so we don't need him in here. So.
That's right.
I would love to see the quarterbacks do a list of the corners out there, and just Jalen Ramsey, garbage.
Garbage.
Yeah, QBs.
He's okay.
QBs weigh in on cornerbacks. So anyway, that's a quick recap. We're going to jump right into it with E-Rock here with our Hollywood headlines.
Hail Mary headlines.
Hail Mary headlines.
Hail Mary headlines. And we'll do Champ's choice, then we'll go into P-Rex's Power 5.
Fun fact for all the listeners, that was my choice with Hollywood headlines.
And we'll do Fantasy Stock Exchange and end with predictions.
I messed up. Maybe it's silent protest. Who knows?
But
who knows?
Is it time? Is it time for the headlines of Hail Mary?
Oh, yes.
I do believe it is.
Hail Mary. Here we go.
E-Rock's Hail Mary headlines, presented by Sport Talk.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for the Hail Mary headlines.
Hail Mary.
Oh,
Hail Mary.
Yeah.
It's every time now, every time.
You kind of have to. It's kind of tradition.
Yeah.
Okay, Kool-Aid Man.
Okay,
so this week we're doing it just slightly different. Instead of running through all the different matchups, we've condensed it down to 6 games that we kind of voted on our...
Thought it was interesting.
There's a lot of potential.
Interesting, yeah.
Good potential with them.
Give us the first one, and we'll show why it is a potential.
Okay, first one we're going with. I don't know if this is the one that they're thinking. Cardinals versus the Packers.
That definitely has potential for some crazy headlines. There was a lot that happened in that game and after that game, P-Rex.
So, P-Rex, can you limit it to just one?
How many headlines do you have, P-Rex?
37.
Are you guys ready for this?
Yeah, let's hear it.
And on the 13th week, he was cast out.
Very good. Very good. Poor Mike McCarthy. Is he poor, Mike McCarthy, or is it just Mike McCarthy? Because he's probably going to get a job somewhere.
He'll definitely get Absolutely. A job. I mean, he's got the renown. But, like, so here's the thing. I think leadership was exactly right. They said they needed a change. It was just time. And as a fan, you could recognize that.
Well, especially when you lose to the Cardinals.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, come on.
And that leads into my headline, and it simply is WTF, Green Bay.
How original.
But seriously, you did not expect the Packers to lose to the Cardinals.
Yeah, I was crazy frustrated. Okay, so I was watching the game, right?
Oh, well, yeah.
I have Aaron Jones. Aaron Jones is clearly the number one back there.
Sure.
Easily.
Yeah.
All the second half, he didn't get a touch.
Not one?
Not one touch until the fourth quarter. Until the fourth quarter when they're down by 7 points.
That's insane.
I was upset. I was like, is he injured? What's going on? I'm like, McCarthy, I want answers.
Were they still running the ball?
They were running it with Jamal Williams.
Really?
And he wasn't getting anything.
Interesting.
I was at my limit. I was like,
you were ready to punch a baby?
There. Get that coach out of there.
That's a Dane Cook.
Speaking of that, not really at all.
Yeah, what's
but,
yours? What's yours?
So I may or may not have had Sniper over.
Oh, okay.
So some
you
of mine.
You guys know Sniper. You've heard him on the show.
Yeah, he's got no filter.
No filter.
This is no
so
longer PG.
He may or may not have influenced all of mine.
Nice.
Okay, so this one, focusing on the Packers. This is Sniper's little shot in here. He just says, Champ and Purex's teams have the same amount of touchdowns or same amount of wins combined as the Chiefs.
Oh, jeez. Well, screw you, Sniper.
Someone's a little bit prideful. It'd be a shame if you guys went hunting and missed out on an opportunity for a Super Bowl, perhaps.
Gotta make the playoffs to do that.
We're definitely gonna talk about Kareem Hunt later on.
Okay. Next one, we got Chiefs versus the Raiders.
Chiefs, Raiders. Well,
which was surprisingly closer than most people thought, 40-33.
That was surprising. However, the Raiders got two of their scores within the final few, right? Yeah. Mine is make that 41, Mr. Mahomes. He's at 41 TDs.
If he averages four,
he could do
for
it.
The rest of the season, he breaks
break
the record.
He could break it. Second year in the NFL.
That'd be crazy. We're
and
seeing a lot of records
first,
this
really,
year.
When you think about it, he's
it's
played
insane.
One game in the previous
insane.
Season. So I put on this one just Kermit for MVP.
Kermit for MVP.
Oh, I don't need the MVP. I just love playing the game.
I just love ketchup on my steak.
Ketchup.
That was pretty good.
Ketchup on my steak.
What we're trying to do is we're trying to go out there and win some games.
Which, side note, the dude's actually genius for talking about ketchup because now he could possibly win
right.
Heinz ketchup for life if he breaks
oh,
the record.
Man, I hope he does.
And reports are out there saying that he's looking at signing a deal with Hunt.
No pun intended.
Kick intended, right?
Speaking of puns, you want to hear mine?
Yeah.
Chiefs remain in the hunt of being the AFC powerhouse
Dude.
Number one.
You and I must be related because I wanted to do that so bad. But I was like, too soon?
No.
Nah, not too soon.
You know what we should have done? It's like, that was a kicking good game.
Oh, dear. All right, let's move right
let's
along.
Let's move on, then.
Okay, we got Chargers versus the Steelers.
Which was an awesome game. I watched that game. And you remember when I predicted that the Chargers would win, and then I was like, no, I want the Steelers to win, so I predict the Steelers.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah,
that
I shouldn't
you?
Have done that. Yeah, I should have stayed with the Chargers. 33-30, but here's mine. Third time's a charm.
Oh, yeah.
Three field goals right at the end to get that game winner. Offsides every time the Steelers were.
The third time's a charm. I think the broadcaster said that too.
Yeah.
That I had one very close to that. I said, "Someone teach that corner what offsides means."
You sound like an old mad person sitting down in your recliner, like with
young
their
man
beer just showing
I kept
their
watching him run
oh,
every
yeah.
time. I'm like, I mean, the game has to end sometime.
He was two,
bro.
3 seconds ahead of the snap.
But
for
you know
sure.
what? I wonder if they told him to do it on purpose.
Maybe. I mean,
it's kind
a new
like
way
ice,
of icing the kicker.
A new way of icing the kicker.
But at the same time, it scoots the ball forward.
Yeah. It does.
You know?
Yeah. It all depends on your strategy. If you think you have a kicker that doesn't do well on the second attempt,
yeah.
I think it's worth it.
That's so crazy.
You don't waste
time
out.
You know what? Tomlin.
Okay. Okay.
Well, wait, is his last name Tomlin?
Mike Tomlin.
Mike Tomlin.
Yeah. Okay, okay. Okay.
You got it.
I got it.
Okay, next one. Eagles versus Redskins.
Ooh. Who wants to go?
I got this.
I should go last.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
B-Rex.
Silence. Okay. Don't interrupt. The Sanchez is back. Hold on to your butts.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Redskins might be the most doomed team out there.
Oh,
Colt McCoy. Colt McCoy broke his, was it fibula or tibia?
Yeah,
one
of
the two.
That is, oh my gosh.
So two quarterbacks with broken legs within like 3 weeks of each other.
No quarterback's going to want to sign there. Now that is an interesting story, though, which actually does play into mine with Sanchez. Hold on to your butts. Mine is butt fumble. Sanchez recovers a fumble with his butt. What are the odds that you recover a fumble with your butt and you're known as the butt fumbler?
Did he do it in that game?
He did.
Oh, my gosh.
He recovered a fumble with his arse.
What did he do, like, clinch it?
He did.
It's like his signature
move. It was,
like,
under his legs, and then he, like, kind of, you know, pinched a penny, and then he got it. It was really awkward.
I
got
to find this.
Okay.
Hey, E-Rock, there's yours.
So this one is 100% sniper.
Okay.
So
here we go. Filter.
So two things to doom the Redskins. Broken legs. And smallpox blankets.
Oh my gosh. That's terrible.
Okay. Moving right along.
Yeah, no, okay. Just a couple more here.
Buccaneers versus Panthers.
Bucks Panthers. Mine is four picks, fourth consecutive loss. Newton threw four picks against the Buccaneers, and they've now lost their fourth.
Which
they were 6-2 before their four game.
No,
they were looking
solid.
Yeah.
Which actually drives my headline.
Okay.
I said, "What the buck?" I think you like my headlines.
Yeah, they're good. E-Rock, what do you got?
I got just no Fitzmagic necessary.
Yeah. I mean, you got to
just
do what you got to do.
The defense kind of gets it for you.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Who is starting quarterback right now? Oh, P-Rex just saw the story. Is that right? What's the headline?
I just watched the butt fumble.
You mean the butt fumble recovery?
Yeah. Dude, someone needs to, like, mash those up.
I know. Oh, just remix it. Butt fumbles, butt fumble recovery. It's a haiku.
What are the chances?
I know.
What are the chances?
I know. The chances are zero, but he did it. Only Sanchez would do a butt fumble recovery.
That is so funny. That's so great.
Man.
Okay, guys, last one. Colts versus the Jaguars.
Womp.
And for everyone, that game ended
6-0.
Zero,
yeah.
That might have been the most boring game
of
history.
Yeah, lowest scoring game of the season so far. But mine was, and again, luck is so easy to use in the headline. So I said luck can only get you so far. Yeah.
Okay, so for me, I put 6-0. Was that the score or the people in attendance?
Oh!
Kobe.
I simply put lowest scoring game of the year.
Yeah, yep. And that's what it was. But, E-Rock, thanks for your Hail Mary headline. Oh, wait, this is P-Rex's job.
Oh, yeah.
Not even used to it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no.
Come on, host.
Hey, thanks, E-Rock, for sharing that with us. Now we're going to head over to Champ, and we're going to hear what he has to say about Champ's Choice.
Let's do it.
Champ's Choice, presented by Sport Talk.
It is Champ's Choice. It's always Champ's Choice. And we got a good one here. We're going to do some trending news. There's some stuff that has happened recently. There's some stuff that has happened a week ago. When we last had our episode, we literally missed one of the biggest NFL story headlines a day after we posted our podcast, and it was of Kareem Hunt. So we're going to talk about that briefly. The signing of Kelvin Benjamin, or the release and signing of Kelvin Benjamin. Then we're going to talk about some new leagues that are actually coming around, and we will also talk about a new punt rule that they're looking to potentially implement or at least change the punt rule, which is quite an interesting thing that they're looking at doing. So let's first talk about it. E-Rock has the most information on these two items because they both involve
the Kansas City Chiefs. So first of all, Kelvin Benjamin was just released by the Bills yesterday? Today? Earlier this week? He was released.
I think it was earlier this week. He was released, cleared waivers
yeah.
on Wednesday.
It was like 2 days ago. Yeah. And then he was picked up today.
Then he was picked up today by the Chiefs.
Yes.
He's 6'5", 245-pound receiver. That's a big receiver.
That's a big boy.
And E-Rock shared a video of Booger McFarland on a Monday Night Football game saying he's one Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
That was the best thing I've heard all day.
So classic.
Is that racist?
Well, it's coming from Booger, who is also of a different race. So, I mean, is it?
Well,
I don't know.
The fact that he had to say Popeye's chicken, you could say one biscuit away. You don't have to say Popeye's.
Hey, maybe Popeye's Booger, maybe Booger really likes Popeye's.
Like, maybe he had just had that for dinner.
Maybe a certain demographic of people are more inclined to eat chicken than others.
I bet Booger likes Popeye's. I bet he likes Popeye's.
Gosh.
But anyway, so he is now on the Chiefs. But, E-Rock, you were kind of explaining it to us while we were just messaging each other once it happened. What does that do for the Chiefs? Why did they do it? What's the thought process there?
So realistically, it gives the Chiefs another option. And with signing Benjamin, it's not like we're expecting him to come in and be our number one or even our number two or even potentially our number three receiver.
Yeah.
But Sammy Watkins has been hurt recently.
Right. And he was out last game, right?
Yeah, he's been out the last two games or so. Yeah. I guess the Rams game he played a down or something like that.
Yeah.
But realistically, it's a good option to have. He comes in, he's tall, so he's a good red zone threat. We heard some reports saying that they look at using him kind of as like a
hybrid.
Wide receiver tight end hybrid.
Interesting.
So they're not going to have him block because he'll get lit up by
he
those
will.
DNs and
oh,
linebackers.
Absolutely.
But you can still line him up right over there.
As
and then
tight.
If you have Benjamin going, then you have Kelsey going, cutting across, and you still have Tyreek shooting down the sideline, and then you throw in Sammy Watkins. So I think it's just kind of the Chiefs' way of like, okay, we lost Kareem Hunt, and we'll talk about that, but we lost Kareem Hunt, so we've lost some production. We can't really get that same production out of Spencer Ware, so let's try to find some potential somewhere else.
Yeah, and who better to do it than Andy Reid? So that is the story. But now let's jump to Kareem Hunt. Kareem Hunt, last Friday, TMZ released a video of him in February hitting and kicking a woman in a hotel.
Correction, champ. He did not hit her. He kicked her.
Did he hit her?
No.
He pushed
her. He shoved a dude into her.
Shoved a dude into her, came back to then kick her.
Yes. And so we discussed this, right?
We did.
Because it was trending news, and it's the biggest news of the year.
Yeah, and unfortunately, we hadn't done our podcast until now.
Of course. That's how it goes. But the big thing that we talked about throughout this whole video, there's no excuse for it. First off, you're a professional football player. You're expected to maintain a level of professionalism. And as a decent human being, you probably shouldn't kick women. That's all I'm saying.
That
but
is true.
The thing that we pointed out is that Kareem Hunt is definitely one of the elites.
Oh, absolutely.
As far as running backs. And they're hard to come by in the NFL.
I'd put him top five easily.
Yeah. I would too.
I would too. I mean, especially with that Kansas City offense, like he was lighting it up.
Yeah.
So this is massive, massive, massive blow.
He had 14 touchdowns for us.
Yeah.
Just to put it that way.
That's crazy.
He was such a threat, right? But so
no pun intended.
He was.
Yeah.
Okay. So the thing that we highlighted as we all talked, he would not have been released had he not gone back to kick that woman.
Yeah.
And on top of that, we've been like, so me and my friends, you know, from Kansas City, we talked about it like the entire day.
Absolutely.
And with a lot of the reports, they basically said that the Chiefs would not have likely released him if it wasn't for the fact that he lied to the team.
Right.
He said he
didn't get in that altercation.
Exactly. He didn't leave the room. Nothing happened.
Right.
The Chiefs and the NFL couldn't really investigate a whole lot into it because they don't have the legal authority to get those tapes and stuff. And so they basically have to kind of trust him at his word. And since he lied, I mean, like anyone else at their employer, if you're lying about something pretty serious it's likely you're going to get fired.
Yep.
And
yep.
so that's basically what the Chiefs had to do. And I'm like, hey, we're sorry, but you got to go. Right.
So here's some new news for the listeners. I don't know if you guys are aware, but did you know he's also being investigated for a bar fight with a man?
For two other things.
And yeah. another altercation where he hit a woman.
Yes, I am aware of that, and that is what I also was going to present there.
So it will be fascinating to see what happens, because he's obviously on the commissioner's exempt list. So right. he's not playing likely for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
But it's going to be interesting to see what the league does, like how many games he'll be suspended. Is it just six? Is it a year? Right. Whatever. Well, and then what happens after that? Is he going to be picked up by a team quickly? Because, I mean, he's a top five running back. You'd like to have that, but also do you want to have that baggage that comes along with it?
I think from a PR standpoint, the teams are going to hop on the opportunity as soon as it settles down.
Sure.
Right?
Well,
because it's
who
bad
wouldn't?
Publicity.
Yeah.
I mean, ultimately, those NFL execs, they're there to sell tickets.
Oh, absolutely.
They're there to put fans in the stands. Fans don't look too lightly upon abusing women.
No.
Now, it should be said that the woman called him the N-word.
Yes.
Right?
She definitely instigated the situation.
And she definitely looked drunk.
Yes.
Right. So it's an altercation. Both parties are not justified whatsoever. And more accountability is held upon Kareem Hunt because of the position he is in.
Right. Now, I will say this, and E-Rock and I talked about this yesterday on Skip and Sharp. Is that what
Shannon
it's called?
Sharp.
Shannon
Sharp. Yeah, I don't
and
know
Skip.
What the show is.
They talked about one of the hosts of that show said he shouldn't be able to come back into the NFL. And then Shannon said, well, then it shouldn't just be professional athletes that get banned forever from their trade, right? So if a doctor does domestic violence, that doctor should never be able to practice again. If a lawyer does it, a lawyer shouldn't be able to practice any longer.
That's a good point.
And it's absolutely true.
Yeah.
You can't just say that professional athletes alone should be punished in a way that they can't perform their job any longer because they've done this. Now, I'm not, again, this isn't a justification, but what it is it's a point that athletes are in a different spotlight, and because of that spotlight, there's a different standard. Yeah, there's a different standard. There's different prosecution when it comes to this, and it shouldn't be that way. This is a job just like any other job out there, and you have to. It has to be fair all the way around, and it's not.
So here's my question to you guys. Do you believe that when a player such as Kareem Hunt gets involved in an altercation such as this, do you believe that the NFL, given that the player has shown remorsefulness for his actions and has kind of made up for his crime, do you believe that he should have an opportunity to come back?
I do think they all should.
And it's kind of situational.
Yeah, it is situational. Like Ray Rice, that video.
Yeah, that was.
He flipping beat that woman.
And
right?
that was one thing I wanted to point out right before you get back into it, is that a lot of people keep bringing up the whole Ray Rice situation. That is totally different.
Oh, totally different.
Okay, he beat on a woman, so I guess there's that kind of similarity, but he knocked that lady out.
Straight
it wasn't
up.
Just
he knocked her
and
out.
And if you watch the Kareem Hunt video, it was one of those like little like you walk up, you kick her on the leg, like I told you, you know, like I didn't really hit you that hard, but I told you.
Well, I don't know about that, E-Rock. It looked like a good kick. I watched that guy plow through four people to get to that woman. He looked like he wanted to kill her.
But anyway, you know, the headlines kind of sensationalized it, basically made it look like he, like, brutalized her.
Yeah.
And when you see that kick, he didn't wind up.
Fake
he didn't
news.
Do a field goal kind of thing. But Ray Rice knocked her out.
Right.
And so I can understand the severe punishment that he got. Not saying that Kareem Hunt shouldn't get any punishment. I absolutely think he should. Six games a year, whatever the commissioner thinks. But
right.
I don't think it's quite to that same level as Ray Rice.
It should be the law, too. Whatever the law states is how he should be punished ultimately. Right.
I agree with you, E-Rock, to that point. Like, it's not the same thing as Ray Rice. Because Ray Rice, one, that was his wife. Two, he knocked her out cold. She fell down flat on that elevator floor.
Yeah.
Kareem Hunt, he responded in the wrong way
mm-hmm.
to an altercation where someone provoked him racially.
Yeah.
As a professional athlete, you cannot do that. There has to be some sort of recourse or punishment. And it because it's not the same thing as Ray Rice, there should be a path to redemption as well.
Yep, well said. Absolutely. Okay, well, let's jump into the next trending news item, the Kareem Hunt story. It's already a week out, and we're still talking about it because it really is the biggest story that's happened this year so far. And before it was Le'Veon Bell, but who cares about that guy? Weekend at Le'Veon's, right?
What was your first news item?
The first news item was just Kelvin Benjamin.
That was the first one?
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Beach days, bro.
There was something else I wanted to say. Anyway.
Well, okay, let's move on then. So I.
Hello.
Hello, my name is Champ, and I'm an alcoholic. No, I am not an alcoholic. So there are some new leagues that are being formed in the next couple of years. So we have currently the NFL. We have the CFL. Womp, womp. We had the AFL, and that did get removed. That was the Arena Football League.
But
there are a few new ones coming out. There is also the AFFL, which is the Flag Football League.
Yes.
Okay, so that's current. But
then
now
we have the AFFFL.
No, but there are three new ones coming up. P-Rex, you've talked about it before in previous shows.
The AAF.
The AAF is the Alliance of American Football. It's an upcoming unofficial complement to the NFL. And that plans to launch in 2019.
And there's team coming to Salt Lake City.
There is a team coming to Salt Lake City, so that will be fun.
Listen, there's no such thing as too much football. Whoever tells you this, listen to my voice. They are wrong.
They're called the Salt Lake Stallions, by the way.
Oh, really?
They are.
The SS.
The SS, yeah. And I want to watch a game.
Yeah.
I'm totally going. We should go.
We should go.
Let's do it, guys.
Let's do a live show.
You know what? We should go talk to them and be like, hey, we want to do a live show.
Yes.
Hey, we're kind of like Booger McFarland, so we should get that sideline, like, high chair.
Just get the high chair. Get all the fans pissed.
His one Popeye's
biscuit.
Biscuit away.
As long as you bring a Popeye's biscuit,
he's
you're good.
He's one church's chicken away.
Yep. So the next one. And there was – so this happened in 2001, and it went down the tube. You guys remember what it was?
Oh, what was it? It was
– very much like a blitz.
It was like the WrestleMania
It was XFL, right? Yeah, so it originally debuted in 2001 between – it was a joint venture between NBC and WWE. So Vince McMahon, the CEO of WWE, is now setting it up to return in 2020.
I'm actually kind of excited for that.
So it's got – I don't know how they're going to do it because safety is such a main thing these days in
football. Gosh, they're going to have blue tents up and down the field for all the concussions, you know what
I know.
I mean?
No, no.
Wait, was that part of the original rules that, like, there was no penalties?
There were penalties. However, they did things differently. Like, let me just give you an example. And I watched a documentary on the XFL.
Uh-huh.
Fascinating. Okay. The kickoff was a football that – would be kicked towards the goal line, and then two guys would race after the ball, one from each team, and would dive on it like it was a fumble. How many injuries do you think would come from that?
Oh, my God.
At least two.
It was a race to the ball, and you literally just dove into each other to get the ball.
And so what happens? You get
that
the ball.
That was the kickoff, and then that's
team
how
gets
you get
possession?
The ball. Exactly.
So does it potentially happen where one team gets the ball every single time?
Yeah. So it was
Tyreek
quite
Hill.
Yeah. So, really interesting. I would recommend that documentary. It is insane because now it's coming back in 2020, and I'm sure they have to change some things because back then no one cared about health and safety.
Okay, so the one thing that I saw with the XFL that I thought was pretty cool, they don't go by the player's last name. They give them a stage name.
Yes.
Right? Like Death Day or something like that, you know?
One of the main players from that league was He Hate Me. That was his last – that was his name on his jersey.
I hope you get one like the NBA, the Jesus Shuttlesworth.
Yeah, that's right.
Something like that.
But, yeah, so it is coming. Now, the one that I just found today and why I'm bringing it up, the newest league run by ex-NFL star Ricky Williams – he announced this along with other former players like Jeff Garcia, Terrell Owens, Simeon Rice, is the Freedom Football League, okay? And that's coming in the spring of 2020 is what they suggest. And so really interesting. Ricky Williams presented it on just a morning show, and he said, listen, it's just for a way for players to not have to deal with all the official rules of the NFL.
Now, we should give some context.
Does anyone really remember Ricky Williams?
I remember Ricky Williams.
I remember the dreads.
We all remember Ricky Williams.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Ricky Williams played for the Miami Dolphins way back in the day. Now, there's some controversy surrounding his play because he liked to smoke marijuana.
It just says it straight. No beating around the bush.
Smoke a dupe.
He liked to smoke some dope.
You see him just sitting there on the sideline puffing.
Now, had his team been stationed in California, he'd be fine today.
Yeah. That's true.
But that's not the case.
Yep.
He ultimately ended up playing in the Canadian Football League because he could not pass a drug test.
Yep.
He's basically the Josh Gordon, but, you know, Josh Gordon isn't there anymore.
Okay, so, Champ, what kind of players are being attracted to this league? Is it current players, players that, you know, practice squad, former college graduates that can't make the NFL? Like, what kind of players are going?
Yeah, so it says, the league's ultimate goal appears to allow people to play football who are out of the NFL or even looking to get back into it. The league is to be funded both privately and publicly, so when Williams says it will be a partly owned by the players, partly owned by the fans, and partly owned by operators, he means it. We're trying to develop young men, he said, outside the lines. You can't take away their voice and expect them to develop. When I grew up watching football, I really wanted to be like Jim Brown, not because of what he did, but because he could take the platform and have a voice. So he just wants to take players. But now this is interesting. It's going to be a 7-on-7. It's a 7-on-7 league.
Interesting.
Yeah. So when we play pickup football, like we just go play.
Typical flag football, 7-on-7.
You're going to play 7-on-7. And so it really is taking a different take. But it is players, like coming out of high school, coming out of college. There's no rule where it says you have to be in college. It's just if you play football and you're good enough to play at a competitive level like this, then you can join the league.
See, I actually really like the idea of more leagues coming into play, right? Every other sport is going to have a G League, a minor league, but the NFL doesn't.
It's true.
All we have is college.
And I mean, the baseball was like three different levels of minor league.
It goes minor, then it goes
double A, triple A, single A.
It gets crazy.
Quadruple A.
City, local, county.
Yeah,
I don't know.
And
it gets low.
If you hit the basket bat, then you could score a field cap.
Absolutely.
After seven.
Hit a pop fly right into the end zone.
Yeah. Okay, let's get to the last trending news item. So NFL, listen to this. NFL will crowdsource ideas to change the punt as it aims to decrease injuries and penalties.
I hate that.
Okay.
Okay, next trending news. Yeah.
And that's all, folks.
No, I hate that because rugby players down in New Zealand, they aren't changing any rules, and they don't have any pads.
Yeah,
you know,
it's true.
It's like they're playing. They know the risk, but they love the game.
It's the last exciting type play because they've already essentially gotten rid of the kickoff.
Yeah,
you know, because it's almost, I don't even know the stats, but it's got about 90% of the time it's a touchback.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah. And they did create it so that it would turn into that. But now listen to this. So why is the NFL planning on changing the punt? NFL Executive Vice President of Health and Safety Initiatives Jeff Miller said that punts cause twice as many concussions than normal plays. Meanwhile, penalties most frequently occur during punts, Seifert reported, which is easy to believe after seeing holding and illegal block in the back penalties get flagged on what seems like every other punt.
Yep.
I would suggest that's true.
That is absolutely true.
So it says, we know our fans are not big fans of every play ending in a penalty, and that's one thing we definitely want to look at. Now, what's an alternative?
I was going to say, because you have to punt the ball.
You have to. Like, fourth down, you're not just going to give it to them. The only thing I could think of is they average out what a normal punt would be, and then you say, we want to give the ball up, and we want to march them 40 yards back.
Going back to, like, Pop Warner, backyard
exactly.
football?
That's the only way you could get rid of or fix the punt.
Yeah, I don't like it. The American Alliance Association
of
Football.
Yeah.
They were talking about eliminating the punt as well. And they had a really weird kind of thing that they're planning to set up. I think it was almost like an onside kick.
Interesting.
Yeah. So it still gave you a chance, right, to get the ball back. But it still gave the other team a chance to get the ball. So almost like a permanent onside kick situation.
I don't know how that would work.
I don't know. I'll have to look into it again, but it was something along those lines to where they're taking out the high velocity. Because the Alliance Association of Football, they're looking to eliminate injuries as well.
Sure, sure. And they say here, we'll end this and then we'll get into my little game that I have for you too. Many critics have bemoaned the changes made to the kickoff in recent years, but those changes have hardly impacted the quality of football in today's NFL, while the league says injuries have been reduced to the point where the kickoff won't have to be eliminated entirely, which was mentioned as a possible outcome as recently of March. Next up, the punt.
That's completely false.
So I don't like it at all. Because, I mean, yeah. I understand there's a lot of penalties on it, and almost every time someone's getting blindsided, and I think that's where a lot of the injuries come from, just – people going, and someone out of just nowhere knocks them out.
Yeah, but
I mean, the punt returner, generally speaking, is usually pretty safe because they're calling the fair catches and whatnot. But the punting is such a big part of the game, especially the punt returner. Can't tell you how many times you get Tyreek Hill going, and he gets either a touchdown or he gets like 20, 30 yards, and that's huge for the team's offense.
No, it's a big part of the game. I think that's just something you have to deal with. In this league,
I'm
sick and tired of the NFL trying to dismantle the league and the process and the history behind the game each year at a time.
Yeah. Also, side note, super fast: how many people make an NFL team because of the special teams? The kickoff team or they're on the punt team, and then because of that, they're given the opportunity slowly to get themselves in the offense or the defense, whatever it is.
So this is something that
that's huge.
Yeah. Wes Welker. That's how he got his start.
Yeah.
That's how he...
I mean, Tyreek Hill, right?
Yeah, he was predominantly a kick returner, punt returner. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Wes Welker, he was only...
Special teams player.
That's right.
He's only Ramsey. Special teams.
He was brought in for practice team, and then he started returning the ball, and then he was upgraded to wide receiver.
Dude, I loved when he was
in the orange and
blue. It's like an entry-level job that gets you up to something better.
I just flashed somebody. What flashed through my...
just flashed. Ladies and gentlemen, there's only three people in this room, so...
Gotcha. It just flashed in my head. Oh, geez. Hold on.
Never seen so much of you, champ.
I'm hitting the mics. I'm flashing people. No. I just had in my head flash the days when Peyton Manning and Wes Welker were playing together. That was good times. I miss it so bad. All right. Those are the trending news items, but Champ's Choice is not over. I know it's taken some time, but guys, this is going to be fun. So last week, we played a game where you played trivia against each other.
And Champ, remind me, who won that game?
That was E-Rock Estado.
That's right.
Champ, remind me, who got the majority of the easy questions?
Oh my gosh, you got easy ones too.
And I still got them right for you.
Yeah, he did. But we're going to change it up a bit. There's no stealing involved in this one. There's only five opportunities to get points. We're going to give P-Rex the home field advantage to start off. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to play a movie quote. An actual movie clip, and it's going to be a quote from the movie. So you need to tell me what the movie is, and then you'll get the point. And then it'll go to the other side. So P-Rex, technically the way it lies, if everyone got it right on the guess,
then he'd get the last shot.
Then you will get the last shot.
Don't miss your shot.
But
one opportunity.
If you miss your one opportunity, E-Rock can beat you.
Okay.
And you got to give me some of your mom's spaghetti.
That's right. Don't vomit on your sweater already, okay?
It's on the sweater.
But here we go. This is the first one, okay?
Okay.
Each clip will range anywhere between 30 seconds to a minute, and let it go all the way through before you say it. Because these movie clips are very good, and they'll make your hair stand up. Because it's all football-related movie quotes. Okay?
I was really hoping for some, Miracle on Ice, that kind of stuff.
Okay, here we go.
All right. Now,
I can tell you who's talking.
You blitz all night! And if they cross the line of scrimmage, I'm going to take every last one of you out. You make sure they remember forever the night they played the Titans.
Well, the title is in the clip.
I only made it for this one just because you have to add that part. You have to hear that
I
last
had a
part.
Feeling that was going to be the first
yeah,
one.
Yeah. I had a feeling, too. It's like, oh, yeah, okay. Number one has to be remembered.
Absolutely. So, okay, point for P-Rex. Now, this goes to E-Rock, okay?
Well, that's going
to
be some, like, here's, random obscure movie.
Here's the next one, okay?
At least I finally got an easy one.
Being perfect is about being able to look your friends in the eye and know that you didn't let them down because you told them the truth. And that truth is that you did everything that you could. There wasn't one more thing that you could have done. Can you live in that moment as best you can with clear eyes and love in your heart? With joy in your heart. If you can do that, gentlemen, then you're perfect.
I know who the actor is.
Who's the actor?
Billy Bob Thornton.
That's right. So, E-Rock, what is that movie? 5 seconds.
Freak. That went from, like, easy to all of a sudden, like, expert level in about 30 seconds.
I just wanted to give P-Rex his, you know?
I don't even know the name of it, but something like the Game Stands Tall or something like that. I don't know.
It is Friday Night Lights.
Oh, that was the one I was thinking, but I was like, oh, that doesn't sound like it.
I didn't even know Billy Bob Thornton was in that.
Okay, here's the next one.
You all know what you have to do. Remember, no one, and I mean no one, comes into our house and pushes us around. This is your game now, gentlemen. And for you seniors, it's your last one, so make it count. Because you'll remember it for the rest of your lives. Let's get them.
Okay.
So obviously it's not an NFL game.
Right.
Nope. It's
you know
college.
That much.
Yeah. Let's think of some college games. Oh, wait.
I have a guess, but I don't know.
Okay. I'm going to slaughter the title, but I know the premise of the movie.
Okay.
Okay, so the premise of the movie is that the starting football team went down in a...
Nope.
That's not the one.
I'm going to cut you short. Nope.
Okay, Art, you don't know?
I don't know. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't choose.
Is it Rudy?
Yeah.
I knew that.
Yep. Yep. It's Rudy. Okay, next one, E-Rock. This one... It's fun.
I know you're tired. I know you're hurting. And I wish I could say something that was classy and inspirational. But that just wouldn't be our style.
Chicks dig scars.
Chicks dig scars. Glory. Last forever.
Right on.
Shotgun.
I actually haven't watched
DC right.
Oh, no.
Left 90 dig. On the center. Ready?
This part's so awesome.
It's so good. That's like my favorite.
Me too.
Favorite.
Me too.
Movie.
E-Rock?
Freak, I don't know.
Thing okay.
Glory the Replacements.
Rotor. The Replacements, okay. Yeah. Okay, P-Rex, that means you win. But here's your final one.
You're like default. Come on, let's be real.
Those were hard. Those hey, got hard
hey,
quick.
Hey, I'll say this. If P-Rex doesn't know this one, I'll let you steal. And
for the win.
It'll end for a tie.
Wait. What? I knew that was the Replacements.
Okay, let's play this last one and let this one play out. This one will make your hair stand up.
Oh, I know this one.
We Are Marshall.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, you got it. But listen.
You need Matthew McConaughey for it.
So good.
But I want to tell you something that they don't know. They don't know your heart. I do. I've seen it.
With his plaid pants.
You have shown it to me. You have shown this coaching staff, your teammates. You have shown yourselves just exactly who you are in here. When you take that field today, you've got to lay that heart on the line, man. From the soles of your feet, with every ounce of blood you've got in your body, lay it on the line until the final whistle blows. And if you do that, if you do that,
We cannot lose. We may be behind on the scoreboard at the end of the game, but if you play like that, we cannot be defeated. And we came here today to remember. Six young men. And 69 others. Who will not be on the field with you today. But they will be watching. You can bet your ass that they'll be gritting their teeth with every snap of that football. You understand me? How you play today, from this moment on, is how you will be remembered. This is your opportunity to rise from these ashes and grab glory.
If that doesn't make your hair stand up,
that gets in the feels right there.
Yeah. Oh man, that I love that. Okay, so anyway, P-Rex, congrats!
Thank you.
You won.
Redemption.
The de facto winner.
During Champs Choice, sometime in the near future, we'll have to hold one more for the round three final battle between P-Rex and E-Rock when it comes to a game like this. All right, but now let's jump into our next segment.
P-Rex's Power 5, presented by Sport Talk.
All right, everyone, we are going to jump right into P-Rex's Power 5, except this week it's not P-Rex's Power 5.
Well, it's P-Rex's Power 5, but it's
I have spoken.
E-Rock's Power 5.
Listen to P-Rex.
All right.
Speak when you're spoken to, and be quiet.
Close your mouth when you're speaking to me.
All right, so we do the top five power ranking week after week. We're going to mix it up this week because, let's face it, we know who the powerhouse teams are.
We
do. It hasn't changed.
However, it kind of has changed. I feel like it could have.
Silence!
Okay.
This week we're doing top five. Get ready for this segment. It's called Living on a Prayer.
Okay, all right.
There is an abundance of NFL teams right now that are trying to squeeze their way into a wild card playoff spot.
Yes, yes.
There are so many 6-6 teams.
There are.
And there's even some 4-7-1 teams out there, you know, still have hope. I don't know why.
That are really living on a prayer.
Really.
Absolutely,
living on a prayer.
Yeah.
So we are going to do, I'm going to break this down with my comrades here, E-Rock.
Hello.
From Rakistatl, Russia. No.
You're from Russia?
No.
I said comrade, so. Anyway, and across the table here.
The champ, Sip.
Champ, the exposer.
Well, he did flash.
He did flash us.
I had a
put that
I just
away.
Flashed in it.
All right. So we are going to look at the teams that are living on a prayer for the playoffs. All right.
Okay.
So now
okay.
I have my number 5 through 1.
Okay.
Now
so
you guys
is
tell
5 like really living on a
now,
prayer
now
or is five?
5 is close, as in like they're pretty much guaranteed, you know. And then as the list goes on, it's like the last ones, they're really living on a prayer, but they're still
okay,
possible.
Gotcha. Okay.
Right?
And this is league. It's not, we're not going AFC, NFC.
League.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just a little shout out. There's 6 6-6 teams out there, 3 on each conference.
That's true. Okay, so we're gonna go with number 5 then.
Number and 5.
You want us to guess?
Give me your guess, champ.
So the ones that are doing okay, this is number 5, right?
Right.
Have
so
a pretty good shot, but still,
they're not there yet, but they look pretty likely.
In fact, there's 2 pretty solid guesses at this point.
I honestly would say my Broncos.
Okay, it's not the Broncos.
No.
No.
I'd say either the Ravens or the Vikings. I know they're technically in the playoffs right now, but
okay, so the
is it non-playoff teams right now?
Non-playoff teams.
Okay.
I should
specify.
Say Tennessee.
Yes, that is who it is.
Okay.
Tennessee is my number 5 cuz they're not quite there that they're not quite there yet.
However, tonight,
tonight
there
with the win.
They were there.
They're there for this week until
right.
Sunday, so we'll find out. So, Titans at number 5. Who's my number 4?
You're number four.
Colts?
Are you looking at my screen?
E-Rock? Yes.
I'm looking at probably the same screen y'all are looking at.
Cheater.
Well, I just looked down the list. I'm like, okay, Dolphins are 6-6, but I don't like them at all.
The Eagles are 6-6.
We already talked about the Panthers are
a
pathetic 6-6.
A lot of this, too, was me evaluating the team, thinking, okay, realistically, can I see them making a final push? So Colts is indeed my number four.
Are my Broncos on there?
We'll see.
At this point, you don't want them on there.
Yeah, for real.
So number three.
Let's do number three at Eagles?
Yeah, I was going to say Philly.
I actually have the Broncos.
All right, good.
I have the Broncos
Dude,
at three.
Champ's a happy man
yeah.
now.
Yeah, I'm happy, man. At first, you know, you heard my wife when we were doing that little clip of why my team won't make the or will make the playoffs. She's like, here's the next season.
That was
maybe,
what, that was every Broncos
That was most
fan.
Broncos
Maybe that
fans,
was played
yeah.
in the locker room every day.
Yeah.
And it just inspired them.
Just inspired. We need to help Tracy believe in us. Thank you for saying that, Tracy. Because now we're moving on. Okay, so the Broncos. So then your number two.
My number two. All right.
Is
this should be
Eagles?
Interesting. Oh, gosh, dang it.
I guess it's not that interesting.
He's reading me like a book, champ.
And I don't even read.
Yeah.
We have fun. We have fun
yeah,
on
we
the
do.
Show.
And the Eagles did defeat a division foe, the Redskins, on Monday Night Football just recently. So. They are 3-1 in the division.
3-1, but they didn't eliminate the Cowboys. Cowboys are currently sitting at number one.
They are.
Right?
Which is
so,
weird.
Yeah. But that's – and the Cowboys eliminated the Saints, you know? So that gives them some cred. Yeah, so I didn't throw them in there, you know, because I wanted to keep this as living on a prayer.
Right.
And currently, they're winning the division, so they're not living on a prayer.
Yeah, that's crazy.
They're living a dream.
Okay, so then the last one. I don't think the Panthers are in the playoff, right? So I'd say the Panthers?
Yeah, that's what I was going to go with. Because I don't like the Dolphins.
Well, you don't.
Bengals,
doesn't matter if you like them or not, E-Rock.
No, but I'm talking about like as their chances.
I
trying
know,
to think of like
I know.
Getting P-Rex's mind for a second.
Well, it looks like you have jumped into his brain.
Washington doesn't have a chance on this planet without their two starting quarterbacks.
But Sanchez
exactly
fumbled
butt.
The recovery with his butt.
He did. It's a prophecy fulfilled.
Okay. Okay. Here's the
In
dilemma.
What book?
Now, is P-Rex going to put his beloved Packers
no,
at number one?
No. He better not have.
I did.
No,
oh,
you did it.
Get out of here.
I did.
Did you for real?
They're living on a prayer. I didn't see any other
Yo,
team.
Yo, they should be like negative five.
Listen.
Oh, my gosh.
The percentage for that team to make the playoffs is 5%. You can't name another team that has worse odds, but still a possibility of getting in.
Oh, my gosh. You got to be joking. Because
you guys really have almost no shot to win the division at this point.
The current division set is 1-2-1 for the Packers.
The Bears would have to lose out for you guys to have a chance there.
Lose
but
all games?
The Bears
Packers,
are 8-4.
Packers are playing them again.
Okay.
Right? Okay. Now,
I did that.
It's like he's trying to convince us of how they can do it.
Oh, that makes me laugh.
Listen, I know it's highly unlikely.
Living on a prayer.
It's,
so guys,
it's living on
a prayer.
On a prayer.
So you guys would finish.
Everyone has to lose. Packers have to win.
So you guys would finish, what is it, 8-7-1, basically? Because you'd have to win
oh
out.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
can you imagine?
To.
And you got to hope that Minnesota, which
losing.
Is doable.
Yeah.
Which is doable.
I'm just saying.
Panthers can keep losing. Philly could keep losing. Washington will keep losing.
Yes.
Tampa, I mean, it's Tampa.
It's like they're in, I don't know what they're doing.
It's possible, but it's going to be quite the long shot.
5%. They're actually the only team with like the lowest percentage of getting in.
Huh.
You know, a few years ago, when I say a few, I mean like back in the Trent Green days for the Chiefs. The Chiefs had to have, on the last day of the season, had to have like 10 different teams win.
Yeah.
And every single thing happened and we got in. But we're an 8-8 team.
That kind of happened last year too with the Chiefs though, right?
No, we won the division.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well,
no.
Maybe it was a couple years ago. that, like, everything kind of lined into place. Well, maybe it wasn't the Chiefs, but it does
right.
happen on
yeah.
occasion.
Yeah, it does.
Like, the Titans got in because someone lost last
yep.
year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I don't know about the Packers, though.
Listen, I agree with you, and either way, I'm totally fine with it because you know why. But I just had to throw them in there.
Yeah, that's
I can't blame that.
I threw them in at the bottom because they are the highest team living on a prayer. Because the odds are stacked highest against them.
But let's not forget that they have the same record as the Browns.
That they do.
That's crazy.
They have the same record as the Browns and the Jags. Well, not the Jags.
Y'all almost have the same record as the Bills.
Hail Mary headline was
almost,
WTF
yeah.
Green Bay.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's not a good year. It's
all right,
not good.
E-Rock, just give us the playoff picture, NFC and AFC.
Okay, so right now, just real quickly, in order of, you know, number one down to number six, for the AFC, you have the Chiefs, New England, the surprise recently, Houston at number three, and Pittsburgh. So those are all your division leaders.
Sure.
And then right now, the Chargers and Ravens are the wild card team, which the Ravens play the Chiefs this Sunday. So that'll be a really
yes.
telling game right there.
Yeah.
And then
In the hunt,
you have the Titans at 7-6, and then you have the Dolphins, Colts, and Broncos all at 6-6, and then you have some other teams that are like 5-7, like the Bengals, and then it gets worse.
Gotcha.
So that's the AFC. And then NFC real quick, you have the Chargers, the Rams, the Saints, the Bears, and the Cowboys, all as division leaders in that order. And then your wild card, you have the Seahawks and the Vikings. But I think those two are a little bit more vulnerable.
Sure.
Just because the Chargers are a solid 9-3 and would be leading almost any division at this point if they weren't in the AFC West. And then still alive, you still have the Panthers, Eagles, and Redskins all at 6-6. And then you start to get some that are 5-7, 4-7-1.
Sure.
So the Buccaneers and Packers, then you get worse from there.
Okay.
So these last few weeks are going to be very interesting because you still have a lot of teams that still have a lot of division games. Like the NFC North is going to be brutal these last
yeah.
few weeks.
Yeah. I'm excited for it, though.
Yeah, I am too. I love the fact that there's really a lot of stellar competition going on between
yeah.
these teams. When you see like 6-6, you know, like 8-8 at the end of the season, you know that, like, you're watching the best
yeah.
of the best compete
yeah.
against each other.
And the Chiefs are 10-2, and they're only one game up of the Chargers.
I know.
It blows my mind. No one's talking about them, but if the Chiefs lose this Sunday, we're tied. Well, technically, we'd have the tiebreaker, but, I mean, we're tied with the record
yeah.
of the Chargers.
That's
insane.
Crazy. And we play the Chargers again at the end of December, and we have one more game against the Raiders, which I hope that both those games are wins.
I do too.
Right. So you hopefully will clinch. I mean,
we still have yet to play the Chargers again at home.
Okay.
Three of our last four games in Arrowhead.
Nice. That's lucky. Ours is a lot of road travel. But this week, the Broncos play the Niners. So that'll be fun.
I really hope you clinch it and the Patriots don't.
They have to travel. That'd be so nice.
Yeah. Yeah, but they're fighting that spot with the Steelers right now, and the Steelers have lost two in a row.
Do they still have yet to play each other, Steelers and Patriots?
I don't even know if they meet
Connor
this
is out,
season.
Too. Connor's out with
Connor
a
is out.
Ankle sprain.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
Just for a game, though, I think.
Yeah.
But either way, it's not good when, I mean, they need to be producing
yeah.
right now.
Yep.
Which that actually does bring us to our next segment. P-Rex, you are the host. How do you do this?
How do you do this, champ? All right, so that is the end of our show. So we are gonna
We're not gonna end the show.
It's the predictions.
No, it's Fantasy Stock Exchange.
Oh, dang it!
The Fantasy Stock Exchange.
You
Fantasy
dingus.
Stock Exchange.
Yeah.
This is why I'm not the host.
Exactly.
It's time for the weekly Fantasy Stock Exchange, where we tell you to buy or sell on current fantasy football players. Presented by Sport Talk.
All right, P-Rex, after that slaughter, we'll go ahead and start with the we're going to change it up a bit because now we're into the playoffs in fantasy, most likely. Most of you are. So instead of talking whether we should buy or sell a player, because most likely that player is not going to be able to be traded anyway, I am going to present one of my rosters in fantasy that is currently in playoff. Fourth and Vaughn is my team name. I made that up.
Playoff hopes?
Yes. So here's my team, okay? Drew Brees, Alvin Kamara, great, right? Now, here's my question mark. One of my question marks. I'm just curious what you guys would do. I have Lamar Miller as my second running back option, Doug Martin as my flex, but I also have Isaiah Crowell on my bench as well as Jackson, who is the running back for L.A. right now while Melvin Gordon's out.
So Doug Martin, what team is he on again?
He's on Oakland.
Yeah, and that dude fumbled a lot.
He did fumble a lot. Now, I have him in my lineup right now this week because he's projected to do 10. So my question is, do you keep Doug Martin in? I'm going to keep Lamar in. Alvin Kamara and Lamar are my two guys. But Doug Martin, he's my question mark. I also have Carson, but he's questionable. A Seahawks running back?
Yeah, I looked into that. That questionable is only because he had a dislocated finger, but the head coach said that he is going to play.
So then they play Minnesota. Doug Martin plays Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think?
I don't like either of those matches.
I would put in Isaiah.
Against Buffalo?
Yes.
Interesting.
Simply because of the matchup, and he's put up killer games at the beginning of the season. He's a better shoe-in than Doug Martin.
Sure. Okay. Now, here's another one. So, my wide receivers are Stephon Diggs, who is questionable. I have Moore, Carolina wide receiver, and then I have only Amendola and Williams from the Chargers on my roster. So, I'm pretty weak at wide receiver. I'm obviously going to keep Stephon Diggs in just because he's Stephon Diggs. But Moore, DJ Moore, Carolina Panthers, wide receiver, he's only projected to get me, 7 points. Would you switch him out for Tyrell Williams for the Los Angeles Chargers, who is also projected to get that against Cincinnati?
Cincinnati gives up a lot of passing yards.
Yeah.
And then, but the Panthers are playing Cleveland.
So Cleveland is not as bad defensively as you may think.
I think I'm going to put Tyrell Williams in.
Yeah, I think that's a good move.
It's a good call. And then here's the interesting one. So I have Ebron, tight end, on the Colts.
Uh-huh.
And I have Rob Gronkowski on my bench. Ebron is expected to get 8. Gronkowski's expected to get 7. Indianapolis plays Houston, and the New England Patriots play Miami. There is a questionable on Eric Ebron. Do you guys know anything about his target? Let's see. Ebron remains under the weather as of Thursday.
He's just feeling he's got a cold.
So definitely keep Ebron in.
I don't know. The fact that the Patriots are going up against the Dolphins,
yeah.
I think Gronk could actually be effective this week.
It's true. E-Rock?
I agree.
You would play
Gronkowski
over Ebron.
As long as he's playing,
yeah.
Yes.
You need to realize Ebron was completely ineffective with that Indianapolis Colts offense last week, a whopping 0-6.
Right.
So, I mean, yeah. I don't know. Based on the matchup, I'd go with Gronk.
Now, so here's the matchup then that I now have in my playoff. So Drew Brees, Lamar Miller, Alvin Kamara, Stephon Diggs, Williams, Gronkowski, Carson, the Detroit defense. Is there a better defense out there that I could probably get?
What's on the list?
Well, I have Detroit. I don't have I do have Chicago.
That would be your better bet.
Well, it's who they,
true. Hold on,
wait,
though.
Who they, are they playing the Rams this week?
That's why I took them out. They play the Rams this week.
Yeah.
So I put the Lions in.
I think Trubisky's coming back. I would still go Bears.
Really?
Who are the Lions going up against?
I would pick the Bears almost any week, except when you'd play a team like the Rams, Chiefs, or Saints.
Sure.
I would seriously consider not putting them.
But the Rams have been inconsistent. You get Trubisky back in there, you get a loaded offense, I think you could have a really good game for the
Although,
Bears defensively.
I did pick the Lions because they are playing Arizona.
Okay, that's a smart move.
It's all situational.
Yeah.
All right, so to give you the matchup then, I am predicted to score 98, and the team I'm playing is projected to score 96. So we're in a good spot. But anyway, that was what we were going to do for the Fantasy Stock Exchange. Really short and sweet, but hopefully all of your teams are doing well in the playoff. I have three teams that are currently in the playoffs in my fantasy leagues. So hopefully I get this W, fourth and Vaughn, because P-Rex is our commissioner, and he has a nice little trophy that gets your name on a little plaque. So hopefully I can get my second name on there, because I was the first one.
It
wasn't consecutive because P-Rex won last year.
Yes, I did.
Are you sure P-Rex didn't try to just sabotage you right there?
He might have. No, but I agree with you guys. I think it's a smart move what we've done. We'll see if it pays off. We'll let you know next show.
There's Champ's free fantasy advice. Pay us.
Pay us? No, thank you. But we will do the final part of the show. Go ahead, P-Rex. Do your host.
All right, now for
so
our
excited.
Final segment. Finally, we're getting there. We are going to do predictions. Arakistotle is our winner this week.
Woo.
But who will be the winner next week?
I actually presented on the Sport Talk app, and you can follow us at the Champ, at E-Rock, at P-Rex on the Sport Talk app. Go download it in iTunes and the Android stores. Also, go subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, and you can find us on CastBox as well. But I did post the questions, so we do have some percentages here. So tonight's game, I did post Jaguars at Titans. 100% voted Titans, and Titans did win.
They did, in fact.
So here's the next matchup that I have listed. So Broncos at 49ers. 100% voted Broncos on Sport Talk. What do you guys think?
Probably 100% in this room.
Probably 100% right.
I will vote Broncos. Okay, the next one. And this might not be going against what you guys see on your screen, so Jets at Bills is the next one, and I got a 50-50% split here on Sports.
This is tough.
Sam Darnold's back,
but he's thrown 14 interceptions.
Right, but Josh Allen is right there with him, also throwing interceptions.
Right.
So that's tough. Who do you go with?
I'm going Bills, because it's at the Bills, right?
Jets at Bills, yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Jets.
I am also going to go Jets.
Wait, I'm going Bills then.
Oh.
I did that with P-Rex, and then he blew goat. So I I'm picking Jets.
All right.
Or Bills. Bills?
What are you picking?
Hold on.
He's just following
the
Rockistotle.
I'm
going to
pick the Broncos. No. yes, I'm going to pick the Bills.
Okay, so I'm one against the grain. Yep, one against the grain.
Okay, next one. Winner of this one, Giants at Redskins. Redskins got Sanchez.
Giants.
I'm picking Giants.
If this was the Redskins with Alex Smith, I'd pick them every
Absolutely.
Time.
If Beckham is starting at QB, it's a shoe-in.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I've heard stories that Odell is
That was quite the pass.
There was an overreaction segment all about should Odell Beckham Jr. be the starting QB. Obviously, that is an overreaction,
oh
but
my gosh.
Pretty funny.
Okay, next one, Saints at Buccaneers.
Saints.
Okay.
You sure, champ?
Yeah.
You having second thoughts?
No. Patriots at Dolphins.
Okay. Here's the interesting theme, though. Typically, that is a very easy, like, Patriots. Miami has always proven very difficult for them when they travel to Miami.
This is true. They beat them last year. And they have Tannehill back. And Miami beat the Bills last week. I don't know if that means anything, but
I'm still going to say the Patriots. I just wanted to throw that knowledge at
this
you
This is
guys.
Like P-Rex when he's like, oh, but Kessler's starting quarterback for the Jaguars. Keep that in mind.
Okay.
That's logged.
That was for your benefit, champ, and you threw it in my face.
Yes, thank you. I'm going to go Patriots, though.
You considered it, though, with
I did think
Dolphins
about it, but at the end of the day, the Patriots are the better
team. P-Rex, you going against the grain?
The Titans.
End quote.
The Titans have looked...
What are you talking about?
Historically bad
the
in
Titans?
This past season. Just let me finish, okay. All right?
He's still on that Coach Yost inspirational
the
moment.
The Titans beat The Pats.
But that was, that's a fluke game.
What do you mean it's a fluke game? You can't consider any game in this league a fluke game.
I can.
No.
Just did.
No.
Screw you,
I could make that same excuse against Arizona and Green Bay, and Arizona flat out outplayed us, outcoached us, everything. All right. So you got to
4-7-1, P-Rex.
Listen, you got to. I swear it's like an echo. I'm telling you that there's no excuse for them to lose that game, and you're just pushing it in my
face. That's the idea. That's what I do.
I don't understand.
So with all of that,
I guess I'm not on the same page.
What are you doing?
What I'm saying.
Bottom line.
What I'm saying is, can you trust those Patriots to rally against a team that they've been historically bad against?
Yes.
Fine, I'm going Patriots.
Nice. E-Rock, the Stottle?
Oh, I already said Patriots.
Okay, so we're all going Pats. Well, this could be the grain winner. You sure you don't want to go Dolphins?
No.
You just gave the whole spiel and you picked the Pats?
I know, I did.
Okay, well, Ravens at Chiefs, 100% said Chiefs.
This one is actually going to be extremely interesting.
It will.
Because the Ravens have one of the top defenses. Their run defense is insane. Plus, their rush offense all of a sudden just took off.
How's their secondary?
Pretty decent. Like, overall, statistically, the Ravens have, I think, the number one defense.
I think they are number one D right now.
No, their number one defense?
Like, their scoring defense is great. They
like, over Broncos, over Rams, everyone? Really? Yeah.
So, it's going to be a battle of top offense versus top defense. And can the Chiefs actually stop the run?
Well, here's the thing. We haven't seen the Chiefs slow down. They've triumphed through every adversity.
But I will be honest, when I saw this Ravens at Chiefs matchup, I didn't instantly think Chiefs win.
I would not be shocked if the Chiefs lost, I'll put it that way.
I'm gonna say Chiefs. I'm gonna say Chiefs, but I expect this to be close.
I'll say Chiefs as well.
I'm also saying Chiefs.
Nice. Okay, here we go. Colts at Texans. The Texans are hot. They've won 8 in a row.
So hot right now.
Hansel, so hot right now. Hansel.
Gotta go Texans.
They could win their 9th in a row.
Gotta go Texans.
Highest in franchise history. I'm going Texans.
Same.
Okay. Not much difference here.
If it was in Indy, I would consider differently, but at Houston.
Yeah. P-Rex, you're the one that has gone against the grain, so it either pays off or kills you.
I didn't go against the grain on
this. Not on that one. Not on that one. It's just I think you're the only one that's faltered from the choices so far.
Yeah.
But this one's interesting, and I know P-Rex usually picks the Browns. Panthers at Browns.
Panthers.
I think I'm picking the Browns.
Wow.
You think or you are?
I am.
Now, Cam Newton has thrown four picks. And there's been 4 consecutive games that they've lost.
Dum, dum, dum.
Bum, bum, ba-dum.
So, okay. Rockestado.
He picked
the Panthers.
You picked the Browns. I am going to pick the Browns.
I was like, he's going to do it.
He did it.
I feel it. I can feel Baker Mayfield just coming in and just
feeling dangerous.
Yeah.
Not so dangerous, and it's at home.
Yeah. I like the dog pound in Cleveland. So I'm going Browns.
It's always fun to root for an underdog.
Yeah.
You know?
No pun intended. Okay, so Falcons at Packers, 100%. Oh, wait, by the way, Panthers at Browns was 50-50 on Sport Talk.
Okay.
Makes sense.
Falcons at Packers. Packers come off a loss against the Cardinals, but now they have, what's his name, Philbin? He's the interim right now.
Yeah.
What do you think? Do you think because there's this change, they have a shot to win against a Falcons team that is historically done poor this season? But has had close games.
You can make that same argument about the Packers with a head coach that was putting out plays that were completely predictable.
Good point.
Yes, I am 100% Packers, and I'm excited to see the game. Whether we even make the playoffs, I want to see this team perform.
Sure.
Isn't it funny? This should have been a marquee matchup before the season started.
Absolutely.
And now it's not. It's like a battle of the
womp womps.
Womp womps.
We just coined a new term.
Yep.
The Womp Womps.
Battle of the Womp Womps.
Where's it being played at again?
We need to coin that for sure.
Yeah.
It's being played at Lambeau in the Packers stadium.
This is really tough.
It is hard for me because I just saw the Packers lose to the Cardinals. And I know you keep saying, come on, They outplayed him, whatever. But at the end of the day, you expect the Packers to do good, and they haven't done good in the last few games.
It's true.
My gut tells me to pick the Falcons.
But I don't ever pick the Falcons.
But I'm going with the Packers.
You're right. I said to myself I'd never pick the Falcons. I'm not.
This is one where whoever was playing at home, whoever played at home is the team I would have picked.
Sure. Oh, I'm going Packers. Screw their craft beer. All right. Bengals at Chargers.
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 Chargers. Oh, 100% voted Chargers. And on the last one, 100% voted Packers, by the way. Eagles at Cowboys, 100% voted Cowboys.
Ooh, I'm going to go Eagles on this.
I'm going to go Cowboys.
Champ, it's always left to you. You got to think quicker, man.
I'm sorry. This is tough for me because I think...
What does your gut tell you? Your gut leans towards...
The Cowboys.
The Cowboys? So is that who you're going to go with?
I'm going to go with the Cowboys, but I think the Eagles will have a chance of beating them. But I'm going Cowboys. That's my answer.
This is a division potential game
changer
right here.
That's a big game for both of them. Okay, Lions at Cardinals. 100% voted Lions.
Lions.
I'm voting Lions.
Lions.
Okay. And then we have a Steelers-Raiders. 100% voted Steelers. I'm going Steelers.
Steelers.
Naturally.
Okay. Rams-Bears.
Ooh.
And it's at?
It's at Bears, at Chicago,
guys,
with Trubisky back.
I'm going Chicago.
Wow. Wow. Really?
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Dude, they're 8-3 or 8-4.
I know what
they're
they
no
are.
Joke.
With Trubisky, they're the
we
real,
know who they are.
They're the real deal. Like
monsters of the Midwest.
I still Jay.
Thanks, Jay.
I still don't think Trubisky is their solution long term. I think he's just another version of Checkdown Alex. But
he's probably their best QB we've seen
since
okay,
Rex
okay.
Grossman.
Well, I was gonna say, let's be real. When you're throwing Grossman and Kyle
Jay
Orton.
Cutler.
Seriously, like
the Bears have had a terrible run.
He's like one of the best QBs they've ever had.
What was the guy's the long neck?
Oh my gosh!
What was his name?
I don't know. The one they brought in.
They brought him
Glennon?
For 14. Glennon, Mike Glennon.
Oh my gosh!
Long neck.
Goofy looking man.
So you're going Bears.
Yes,
I'm going
sir.
Rams.
B-Rex. You're going to go Rams. Just say
I got to go Rams.
You have to.
Because I want the Bears to lose.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
If he wants his 4-7-1 Packers
come
to
on,
have a living
true.
On a prayer.
That's true.
Okay. Vikings Seahawks on Monday Night Football.
Seahawks.
Seahawks.
At Seahawks?
It's at Seahawks.
Yeah. Seattle.
I'm
champ, you're too slow, my man.
I'm going Vikings.
Okay.
I'm going Vikings. Right. Now, Ryan Webster on Sport Talk did comment Seahawks all day. Screw you, Ryan. All right, anyway, that is – oh, wait, P-Rex, it's your turn. Close us out, bro. It's the end of the show.
Yeah, no, I was wondering, did I pick for that one?
Yeah, you said Seahawks.
Okay. Losing my mind. It's getting too late. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that is our show. Thank you so much for listening on this holiday season. We hope you have a wonderful Christmas this month.
That's right, but don't stop listening.
But don't stop listening because we still have two more.
We're going to do two more episodes before the Christmas holiday, and we will take a break probably the week after the new year.
Yes, two more wonderful, luptuous episodes.
Which means we'll be picking it up.
That's right.
Right around
playoff. For your listening pleasure.
Right. Yep.
That is going to do it for us tonight. Thank you so much.
We'll end with a shout out.
Subscribe. Subscribe to us on Sport
That's
Talk.
Right.
I follow us. I am at P-Rex, at E-Rock, at The Champ. Thank you again. And that is our show.
Peace out.
No,
no,
end with a
no,
shout out.
No, no, it's not done. You're jumping the gun. Thank you, as always, for joining me, Champ, and
E-Rock.
He still got his training wheels on, guys.
I'm sorry. P-Rex, it's not as easy as it looks, is it?
Yeah, no, it's not great. But training wheels. We're working through it.
All right.
With me, as always, is my good pals over here.
The Champ.
And over here.
E-Rock.
And I am P-Rex. That's our show. Peace out.